Okay, Beitzas Hasheretz Hamiru.
There's a chazan that's going to be davening.
What?
You heard there's a chazan that's going to be davening from our chazan Lobel.
Chazan Lobel, okay, if you follow.
Cancer.
Beitzas, we could have Kufchav Vav Mabez, Beitzas Hasheretz Hamiru Chemist. The Beitzas Hasheretz that's in Chemist means that it means it's already, it's begun to form. It already mukemis means that it has begun to form a tsura of an egg.
Yeah.
Tahara, the halacha is it is tahara. It is tahara. Look at Rashi. Quickly do some Rashi. Rashi is based on
Sheretz. Isn't there a Chazan Lobel? Where's the Chazan Lobel?
His father is Chazan Lobel.
Not Lobel, Lobel. What do you mean tsura of an egg? You mean the Sheretz is formed in the egg?
The egg of a Sheretz. The egg of a Sheretz lays eggs. The, it's
one
like
second,
a chicken.
What second? What's it again?
A Sheretz lays eggs.
Correct. Just like
so,
a chicken.
Exactly. Man. So when the egg is laid, like just like a chicken, when it lays an egg, unless the mother sits on the egg and
to fertilize it, warm it,
nothing happens.
Yeah.
When the egg begins to form the tsura of an ubar inside the egg, that's called its merukam.
Yeah.
So okay. Here the zel bezach when it comes to sheretz, beitz as a sheretz hamirukemes. So we have the base of a sheretz hamirukemes. It's now merukemes, which means it's now beginning to form to hoira. Look at Rashi.
Was it Tahira?
Oh, let's see, Rashi. Yes, Sheretz, it's a living creature. So it's ready, it's a living creature, and then it's alive, it's not metame. Rashi, yes, Sheretz, Shehu Metal Beitz, and Rashi takes note that this is not true of all Sheretzim, only some Sheretzim lay eggs. Okay? Yes, Metal Beitz, Tzave Halta'a. The chaimet, only
three types of
shrotim.
Chaimet is a turtle, I think. Chaimet,
a lizard.
You heard a lizard?
I don't know. No. Halta is a lizard.
Pashmina, it says it.
I don't. Right, okay. Then, I don't know. Hamru kemes shenoylad ba efrayach. Hamru kemes means shenoylad ba.
In the egg, it forms a chick.
A chick, right? To hoira Rashi, why lefishi efshal liga ba? Why it's so because it's impossible.
And it's dead inside.
Is it? No, it doesn't say it's dead inside.
He says it's dead inside. Case in which the egg of one of these creatures contained a dead embryo.
Okay, fine.
Otherwise, what's the shame?
Fine, okay.
One second, that's permitted? Tohira? What do you mean Tohira?
Tohira is
not metame.
If you
touch the egg,
it's not metame.
Even though inside is a dead embryo.
But let's say if it was a living embryo.
Then
if
it's
would you be tame? Oh, you mean touching the sheretz?
If it's alive, if it's alive.
That's a dead sheretz.
And you touch the egg.
Live sheretz?
You touch over here the egg. The egg you're saying is a dead embryo.
So let's say if it was a live embryo, you touch the egg.
L'chora not, because anything that's alive is not metame.
So
it
means the
live
sheretz
is not metame. Only dead sheretz is metame. Only dead. So therefore, over here, the embryo is dead. You touch the shell, so maybe the shell should be called a yad or a shoimer.
Right.
And the yad and the shoimer transmits tuma. Kamash mula.
No,
not. Well, it's not a yad, not a shoimer. Okay? Vaita in the mission. Nikva kol. Let's say it's perforated even the smallest. No one's halacha. Temeya. Even the smallest perforations can be tmei. Rashi nikva kolshu tmeiim alpi shaloi naga ella shashomer moitzi tuma. Doesn't matter. Even though you did not touch it, you did not touch
the
hole.
Embryo, right?
You did not touch the inside, embryo. The embryo. By touching the shell, now the shell serves as a shomer. So if it, in order,
until then,
the only
totally covered
right. We learned that before. The only time you have a shomer is only
that.
When we, there was a previous. The only time you have a shomer is only when the shomer is only when is, you can actually touch the ikar. You can touch the source of tuma.
Ah.
Then, if you also touch a shomer, you'll also become tame.
Cause one, there's a hole, but if there's no
but
hole,
if there's
then,
no hole, then it's completely isolated. It's completely
but
isolated.
It says also a shomer. It protects. It guards the
Sure.
Correct.
So why is it, if it doesn't have a hole, it's not considered a shomer?
That's the halach. I don't know the answer, because you have to be able to touch the ikar in order to become tame.
And
let's go back to the mission.
You remember
let's
we had this? Even if, how do you call it, a strand hair.
Even a hair from the hair or the beard.
You see, from there, back then, everybody
even
had
a
beard.
Mashu.
Nobody shaved.
Interesting point. Interesting. Okay, now wait. Achba shechetzi basin halach. Achba shechetzi
basin. One second, this is an important Rashi. You don't want to learn it very quickly. It's only a few lines.
Which Rashi?
This Rashi.
Nikva
Kolshu. Yes, you mean Achba? Right after that, Rabbi Shulam Nagladam Shem went to Tumah.
Which Rashi are you reading from? Which Rashi?
Nikva Kolshu Tmeh.
In the Mishnah?
Nikva Rashi. Nikva Kolshu. Alpi Shaloi Naga Ella. I read the Rashi. Ella.
You didn't finish it.
Shashoymer Moitzi Tumah.
The next. And there's another one.
Yesh Min Achbar Sheime Parav Rave Ella Miatzmei Noitzi. That's the next part of the Gemara. We don't know that anymore yet. Let's go weiter.
Okay.
Look at the Mishnah.
I don't know if this
the Mishnah says Achbar. It says by the Oroif, one of the ten makos, Vescho Adoma Asher. They came with their own earth, which means so it means they came attached. They grew out of the ground. Let's see, Achbar.
That's not Asher doesn't mean that creature.
Okay.
It's called a Yedoini.
Yedoini?
Very vicious, very vicious. The navel is connected. It has a, what is it called, that baby that's cut off? The cord.
Umbilical cord. The umbilical cord
is connected to the ground. That's how he gets his nourishment. That's how he lives. And if you come within 8 feet, Yamsechus Kev is a very vicious
creature. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Achbar, Achbar,
looks like a scorpion.
Achbar, let's go. Achbar, shechetze basa, vechetze adam. We have an Achbar that's half
basa. Achbar is like a rat or something.
He's a weasel. Okay, a weasel.
Okay,
Achbar, shechetze basa, vechetze adam. It's half. Hanogeb basa tamei, and it's dead. Okay, it's dead. You touch the basar tamei. Bo adama tar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afanogea Ba'adama Shechineger HaBasa Tamei. Now is your Rashi.
Rashi.
Yesh
what does it say, Afanogea Ba'adama?
You touch the earth that is connected, where the umbilical cord is connected
Rabbi
to
Tamei.
Look at Rashi. Rashi, Yesh Min Achbar She'ein Apod Avarava Ela Mi'atzma Noitze Medame. It does not reproduce. It is an Ela. It grows out of the ground. Ashba hamisharetzes toiloim, spontaneous generation.
What is ashba? What's the translation?
A garbage dump. If you go to the garbage dump, there are rodents. There are rodents. There are bugs. Where do they come from? These rodents and bugs. So from
the one means like worms.
Worms, maggots, all time insects. So where do these things come from? So leinayim, even though the scientists tell us that nothing comes by itself, everything comes is noilat. But what is nira le'inayim? It appears
that's what counts.
That's what counts. No, it counts. Whatever it is.
In halacha, yeah.
No, it's not relevant. I don't know.
It doesn't have anything to do with reality, halacha.
Not necessarily. It's. No, I take that back. You don't know. It all depends. It all depends on the context. Here, right now, all we need to know over here is Rashi over here is telling us that you go to the garbage dump, you see there are flies and there are rodents and there are all these creatures. So where do they come from? How are they born? They're born out of thin air. What do you mean? But a scientist will tell you there's no such thing. The answer is, well, le'inayim. Torah does not usually tell us to look under a microscope.
That's the reason why lice, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. We know for a fact.
Because le'inayim,
exactly.
It's not right. Called the bria.
Right.
Ke'ashba
ha-mishretzes. Did you know when you see the sun, it's already 9 minutes. 9 minutes had passed.
Since the rays came out of the sun.
Right.
Travel the speed of light.
But we don't care what really happened. We
look at it right now.
How we
perceive it this moment in time.
Ke'ashba
ha-mishretzes v'im adayim le'nivra. Ha'achbar ela tzidoy echad hayomani ha'asmoli. Then, now here he says, Rashi explains that if it was not yet created, only one side, so he's saying, not like I told you it's dead. It's not dead. This is a new category. This is a category when it's first been created. There's such a thing as death before life. That's what Rashi seems, that's a chiddush. Rashi seems to be saying. That's a very fascinating concept. And dealing with I think what Rashi with the case of the sherets.
The Or Chaim talks about that about Ishus Kisazria.
Oh, what does
it
say?
In life, it's like the opposite. Why does she have to bring a carbon?
Yeah,
it has something to do with that. Death and life are very similar in the fact that
Rashi seems to be saying something of your tremendous chiddush, and not the way we normally perceive things. Is that before life comes, there's death. What do we mean when the embryo is forming? I think you're referring to the sherets as well. When the sherets is forming, it's forming. It's getting larger and larger. It's midukemes. It never hatched.
Amazing.
So in the process of it turning into basar and forming, and here in this creature that's growing out of the ground, there is an umbilical cord attached to the ground, and it's growing. But right now, it's not yet alive. Rashi used the word v'madayin loy nivra. It's not yet alive. It's in the process of being created. That is a matzah of death. And a sheretz is metame b'moysan. We are brainwashed in believing that the only time it shach the word misa is if you have a sheretz that's walking around on the street, and then all of a sudden it drops dead.
So now that it drops dead,
what?
Can't call it death. Well, that means an embryo in a human being is death?
So he's talking about the embryo and the sheretz, he's saying. You told me that it died. What do you mean the sheretz? He's over here, it's forming. So why in Isha Zel Mazach? It's called a kever. When a man impregnates a woman, the zera, you're putting a seed into the woman's womb, is called a kever. That's the terminology Chazal used. According to Rashi, it's not just a symbolic term. He seems to be giving it halachic weight.
Not death, it hasn't been born yet.
So Rashi over here is being a chadesh. when it's not yet born.
Oh, it has a din of a...
It has a din of a nevela.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Of death. When you read the pasuk of Shiratzim, it says, called Nogea Bohem Bimoisam Yitma. So what does that mean? It means it's alive, it's running around in the street, and now it dies. It was alive, it died, I touched it, I'm talking.
Right.
But let's say it never reached the state
right.
of being alive.
Right.
Can you call that Hanogea Bohem Bimoisam? So he's only giving two examples. I don't know how far
it's
you apply this.
Interesting.
He's applying this to this achbar that grows out of the ground
yeah.
and already has produced basar, mm-hmm. but the creature has not yet been come to life. Has not yet come alive, and
because it's half
and because it's coming out of the ground. It's half basar, half adama. And so the part he writes either the right or left side, whatever that means. And he's talking about the sheretz that lays an egg, and in the egg it's mirukum. So it's also called death. It has never yet reached a state of life. Mm. And we're calling what's inside dead.
Interesting.
That's called dead. That's not the way the average person understands death. Death means it was alive and then it died. Before it becomes alive, you don't call it death. You were saying, yes, it's called death with a halachic naftamina that it's metamic. Look at that Rashi one more time. That Rashi. V'imadayin, this is less small on Rashi. V'imadayin loy nivra ha'achbar. It's not yet never. El tzidoy echad hayimani oy hasimali. Either the right or the left. Hanogei b'basar tamei b'adama. You touch the basar tamei and b'adama shekinegdo is tarvin. Who says you tamei? Okay, that's the mission. Now let's talk about. Now we go into the Gemara. Talk about hatameim. It says the pasuk the word hatameim. The whole pasuk on the side of the Gemara is based. Says ele hatameim lochem b'chol hasheretz kol negei b'chem b'moisam yitma ad ha'aref. Okay, bim my son. So it says over here, a sheretz is metame in its death. Rashi, l'rabbis, it says the word hatameim. It says the word hatameim is extra. It could just say, eile, loch, eile. What's the drasha hatameim? Let's see, Rashi. Eile hatameim, hey, yatira, nidresh. We're dashing the extra hey. Extra lekamadrashas leesar tzidon v'ratan. Number one is the tzir, liquid that oozes bodily fluids that come from the sheretz, tzir and roitav. Tzir
is difference.
Tzir ratum is moisture. Tziron is a bodily excretion, a gland. Okay, moisture that sweats. That salai sweats. And the tzir means there's a gland. There's a gland that's necessary, whatever the gland is for. And there's liquid, which any type of liquid, moisture that comes out of it, is also going to be metame. That's the idea. And here we're dashing another drasha. We're dashing over another drasha to tell you over here that he's going to be metame. Rabbi, speitzas hasheretz, the coolest hasheretz. What's the coolest is the bone. The bone looks right to Rashi.
What are you saying? You didn't finish Rashi.
Rashi, lekama, the word heila.
No, you left out.
The R is also metame, and the beitza. Okay.
If it has a hole,
correct, exactly. Okay, vayit in the Gemara. So also the Gemara is the coolest hasheretz. Okay, coolest means the what? The bone.
Marrow.
The bone, the marrow bone. Are very good. After the marrow bone, provide that what has a hole. Provide the marrow bone has a hole that we learned 2 days ago.
That has a shame. It's called a shame.
Right, yachal vayit in the Gemara yachal afil afil loyderik. Even if the beitza did not yet form, hamaloymar hasheretz. It says hatmeyin and it says word hasheretz. Where makish tamid the sheretz, masheretz sherikim. A sheretz by definition means it has formed. A beitza hasheretz sherikim. Yachal afil loyderik. Even if it did not come, was not perforated. Hamaloymar the pasuk and again yitma. No, it says you have the potential to touch. Esh efshaliga tameh v'esh efshaliga tahar. The kamen niki vasa ki chut hasara. She efshaliga chut hasara, because it's also possible. Chut hasara, you're able to put a hair inside and touch what's
so
inside.
So why does Rashi add also a hair of a beard also?
I don't know. I'm wondering that. I have no idea. It's a pel de gazach. Why did he say that? I don't know why.
Hair on the head.
Why did he say that hair of the beard? I don't know. Okay, so we learned the halacha today. At least we learned something today. We learned over this drasha. We learned the mishnah.
What
does
he touch? Achbar? What kind of a
mouse?
A mouse? A certain type of mouse?
A weasel? Chmeis. Achbar shechetzia. I'm Rabbi Amishem Levi. Vehu shehishrish al pnei kulay. When it says that the achbar is going to be metame shehishritz al pnei kulay, on the entire, on two sides, right and left. Rashi. Let's jump down to Rashi. Rashi says, Husha Hishritz, Chetzial Pinei Orko, Yishal Sheritz, Meroshav Yad Raglov, Kiloimar, Shemitzad Echor, Hunase Bosser, Ulohochi, Tome Imnaga Bosser, the Chashav Sheritzu. The Bosser has to be on both sides. Whatever this means. If you knew what this animal was, then you would know what this means. We don't know what this animal is, therefore they're just words to us. But basically, it's Rashi, the Mishnah said there's a right or a left. He seems now saying it has to, the Bosser has to be on both sides. Now, this statement is ambiguous. On which part of the Mishnah is this statement being made? So the Gemara elaborates to explain what this statement means. Some learn this on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Yeah,
in other words, the Gemara now explains. What was the last line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Afanageh Bo Adama, Shekineged HaBosar. And on that, the Gemara comes now to explain, if you touch the earth that is right opposite this creature that's growing out of the earth, Yitame, provided that the creature that grew out of the earth has Bosar on Shnei Tzadim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who shishes up Pnei Kulay. Then the other Mahdi Amar says what? As we just said, there are two sides. I don't know what this means.
Okay.
Right and left, whatever this means. Now, that version is the second version. The Gemara itself understood the first version. In the first version, who made this statement was not sent to Rabbi Yehuda, was sent on the Reisha. Who's the Reisha? Tanakama.
Tanakama.
So that means, the Gemara now elaborates. Mandamasla Reisha, Kol Shana Seifa. If you learn that this statement is correct on the Reisha, on the Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said the only time you're going to be tummy if you touch the Bosser itself. Okay, you have this creature, and the creature is growing out of the ground, and the creature has Bosser, and you touch the Bosser. Question, if you touch the Bosser in a situation when the Bosser is only on one side, the Bosser has only formed on one side, not on two sides, are you tummy? So according to the first version of this Memra, no, you tar. Even if you touch the Bosser itself, you are tahar, unless the Bosser has formed on both sides.
Whose opinion is that?
That's the first opinion in the Gemara. That's the first opinion. The ikman de masla reisha kol shekein asefa. How much more so is that halacha correct if you touch the earth? You're only going to be tamei when you touch the earth that's kineged the Bosser, if the Bosser that is kineged the earth is on both sides. But a man, the Mastila Seifa, and is coming to define through the halach when it comes to touching the earth, Aval Reisha, with regard to the Reisha, Aval Gavdoloi Hishritz. Then it will result in a chumra that if you touch the Bosar itself, you become Tommy, even if you do not touch the Bosar on two sides. Good?
Yeah.
Shlomi, good?
Yeah.
Tanaban, Mitoch Shinemar, next halacha. It says the word Achbar. Okay, when the Torah enumerates the Shmoy Nishratzim, the word Achbar is mentioned. I would think Achbar includes even the sea Achbars. Sheshmoy Achbar, Vidinu. And it's logical that it should be so. Timei Becholda, Vitimei Beachbar. Macholda Min Hagodel Ala Aretz, Achbosar. No, put Vakert, all the way around. One more time. Tell me, Achbar Shmoy, I feel Achbar Shabayam. Sheshmoy Achbar. The Gemara is Vidinu Fakert. Okay, sometimes when the Gemara says Vidinu, it means we're being a Raya, and sometimes it means we come to the Eskakasha. The Gemara says, no, Vidinu, let's make a Joshua to say Pumfakert, that the Achbar is only an Achbar on the earth, not an Achbar in the Yam. Why? Tine Bechulda, because what is one of the Shona Shratz in Bechulda? Now, Bechulda, are you telling me when you touch the Chulda of the Yam? No. You only tell me when you touch the Chulda of the earth. An Achbar is compared to the Cholda.
You mean there's also a Cholda in the
in the Yam, correct. Yeah. Let's see in the Gemara. So the Vidinu, Time, Becholda, Vitime, Beachbar. Ma, Cholda, Min, Hagodal, Ala Aretz. Only what grows on the earth. So too now, when we compare the Achbar, Min, Hagodal, Ala Aretz. So therefore, not to include the Yam. Oy, maybe, Klachel, Derech, Zoy, Time, Becholda, Vitime, Beachbar. Ma, Cholda, Kol, Sheshmo, Cholda. Af Achbar, Kol, Sheshmo, Achbar. Maybe we should say that. In other words, Chulda, there is no creature in the Yam called a Chulda. There's no such thing. There is no such thing. There is only a Chulda on the earth. There is no such thing as a Chulda.
What's a Chulda?
A weasel. There's no such thing as a Chulda.
There's a Navi with that name. a female
Chulda Hanaviyah.
Chulda Hanaviyah.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Chulda in the Yam. The Chulda is only on the Aret. So now, when we compare the Achbar to the Chulda, we'll say just like when it comes to the Chulda, it only exists on the Aret, not in the Yam. So to the Achbar, you only tell me if you touch it, the Achbar, the min of the Aret, not the Yam. Oy klach lederech zoy, say pumfakert. That the reason why Chulda you're not tame is because there is no such thing as a Chulda shel Yam. But an Achbar that does exist in the Yam, you should be tame. So therefore, what's the halacha? Kamash runs in the pasam lomer ala aretz.
Talmud lomer
ala aretz only on the aretz. That's so. Therefore, the first opinion prevails because there's a cost. In fact, ala aretz yachal al aretz yitame yarad liyam lo yitame. Let's say the chulda goes into the water. It puts on its scuba diving gear.
So it means only one.
And it
while
on land, but if it goes into the water, live lo yitam. It's almost as a pasuk hasharets kol makom shasharets oy ein el hasharets kol hamashrets yitame. Maybe we should make a drasha and it says hasharets.
It's only while
you kol hamashrets yitame sheein mashrets lo yitame. Therefore, oitzi achbar shechet. So therefore, maybe we are hasharets teaching a different drasha. Kol hamashrets yitame al shei mashrets lo yitame oitzi achbar shechet yabasef chetzi adama. I'm going to exclude the achbar. That's chetzei basav chetzei adama. Shein part of it of a. So therefore, it's not mashritz. Nachmo. Come back with oyeno el hasharitz. Kol hamashritz. Maybe we should not say that. We do not go say kol mok. No, we think over here. We think over here is that the word hasharitz
so
coming
tells
from just.
Manavshak, whether it's we in the need earth the or in the water.
Yitame.
It's still tame. It's only coming to exclude. Water
sherets. Right, because we're only coming to exclude a water because there is ala aretz. It says the pasuk ala aretz, but since it says hasherets, anywhere where this creature that's primary residence is the aretz.
So
but
even
if it
when
goes
in
it goes into the pool, it's on vacation, it goes to Florida, it goes into the pool, yeah. It's going to be tummy as well. You think you go to Florida, you go to the pool, you can escape the tumma. No. You tummy there also. Who says? Maybe when it says hasharet, it's for a different drasha. It's come to teach you know hasharet, kol hamashrets yitame, she'ein mashrets lo yitame. No, in other words, oitze achbar shechetzia. We're coming to exclude chetzia basa v'chetzia adama she'ein paravarava. So maybe the word hasharet's coming to teach me we need for another drasha to be moitzi the certain variety of achbar, which is not shoyret because heaven is the earth. To be called a shoyret, you have to be 100%
adam. Mashrutz yitame, which is not this achbar. Sheina mashrutz lo yitame. Oitzi achbar shechetzi bosu vechetzi
adam. V'dinu. And the Gemara says v'dinu timi b'chol v'timi b'yachbar machol de kol shashma chol de av achbar kol shuk.
No, the Braiser rejects.
Rejects that because v'dinu timi b'chol de v'timi b'yachbar machol de kol shashma chol de av achbar kol shashma chol achbar. Avi achbar shechetzi bosu vechetzi adam.
Even that. So you can't.
Oy klach derech zay may chol de part of adava. Af achbar part of rava talmud, but maybe pumvaked chulda is part of rava achbar part of rava, and this is not part of rava talmud loymar basheret. It says another pasuk basheret, and what's basheret going to teach you? Rashi and towards the talmud loymar basheret, even if it's not kro yatiruhu ke yatiruhu dochoksev b'taravayu elach hatimeim lochem chol hasheret to be marbe. It's even a achbar that's not para v'raba. So Mamela, what do we have now? What's the word sheretz available for? It's available for the original drasha to be marba. Even an achbar that goes on the earth, if it goes into the mayim, it's going to be tamei. Good?
Yeah.
Next gemara. Why don't we make the drasha the other way around? The word basheretz coming marba, chetzer basheretz kol shu sheretz afilu achbar shabayam. Vimishum. Oh, that's going to be, the result is not going to be good because we have the result that says it says in the pasuk alaretz vimishum alaretz
seems to exclude.
Oh, vimishum alaretz yitame yerliam lo yitame. Maybe when it says
alaretz, it only means while he's on
walls on land, but amalei when we acher the shaveis say liam mokaim. Now the shaveis say liam mokaim tuma maliach maliach. But if you tell me the word hasher, it's coming to be marbe. If you're telling me that the word hasher is coming to Marv, even one that's in the Yam, so what difference does it make where it is? It's illogical. Once we're going to be Marv, Mali, Mali, Hoch, Mali, Hocha. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now the Gemara is a side kasha, according to all opinions, according to all good sides. But v'ha'i ala aretz mi'bayle l'hoitzi safek tuma. We need the word ala aretz mi'bayle safek tuma. Safek tuma tzafa. What is that? D'yam rabbi yitzhak baravdimi ala aretz l'hoitzi safek tuma tzafa is a special law called safek tuma tzafa. Rashi, what is that? Sheretz mace. Sheretz mace. Soft, that's floating alamayim. Safek naga, safek loy naga. You do not know. After Rishus, Sayachat, Sveikai Tahar. Even though generally we have a halach, we have a safek tumba, Rishus, Sayachat is tame. If it's tsofa, if it's a safek tumba, Rishus, Sayachat, and it's floating on water, this is an exception to the rule, it's Tahar. Loy naga, after Rishus, Sayachat. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, Al Ha'oretz. The rules of Tumah only apply when it's Al Ha'aretz, now when it's Safa, Al Gabi Mayim. Right? Sheretz, Meitz, Safa, Mayim, Safik, Dunaga, Safik, Loi, Naga, Afer, Shayachet, Safik, Totar, Omei, Haikor, Nafko, Perika, Basho, Dinozik, Siva, Sheretz, Kol Mokom, Shesheretz, Afil, Al Mayim, Siva, Al Ha'aretz, Haketz, Ad Kam, Bitumas, Vada, Kam, Tumas, Safik. So therefore, we need a pasuk for an entirely different drasha. The Gemara says, great answer, Tati, Al Ha'aretz, Ksivei.
It says it twice.
Male, therefore, one is to teach us the halacha of a suffix tumah b'shayachin when it's suffix tar, and the other is to teach you that a creature
the yam.
And so the more is maskana an achbar the achbar shebiyam be'emes is tahar. The achbar that's al ha'aretz is tame, but if the achbar al ha'aretz goes in for a dip into the pool, it's tame as well. Because it says hashoyreitz, and don't tell me any kunsim that we need the word hashoyreitz to teach me other halachas. We have another pasuk that says basheretz, that's marbe, even a creature that's not part of a rova is going to be metamei. Next gemara, Tanabanan, we have the tzav is one of the a frog,
a toad,
libineu, lahavi ha arvot. Okay, v'chein hanepilim v'solamandra. Okay,
v'solamandra.
Solamandra is a creature which is asbestos. It is impervious to fire.
What is
a salamander? It doesn't burn. They smear a person once he fireproof.
An arvad is a crossbreed between a toad and a snake.
Rashi.
A dangerous creature whose bite can be lethal.
Okay, so arvod is min atzav min anochas shchutz bok almon v'vayfay nafil musharetz min tzav salamander sheretz hanoitzem min aur. It comes from fire. Me atze hadas aydei keshafim v'hasach midamay ein aur sholet. V'kim luhu Rabbi Akiva d'mina d'tzavu. Okay, the salamander is a very famous creature in the Gemara. The Gemara says that in fact, who was meilich? It was meilich was the avodazah. They would take children and they would pass them over fire. And who was it? Someone's mother smeared their child with the salamander blood to prevent the baby from being burnt in the avodah melech. Vayta, tamar atzav libnei v'halav ya arvad v'chein and nefilim v'solamandra. V'chshahayir b'kiva magil l'pasuk zeh. Omer would say, Mor Rambam says, Hashem yesh chabrius gedelos bayam v'yesh chabrius gedelos bayabasha bayam el moli oilos bayabasha miyad meses. Those that live in the yam, if they will come, they will die immediately. Shabbat bayabasha el moli yadus liyam miyad meses. Yesh chabrius gedelos b'ur in fire. Yesh chabrius gedelos ba'avir. Shabbat b'ur il moli yadus la'avir miyad meses. Shabbat b'avir il moli yadus la'ur miyad meses. Mo rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Tarabon, kol sheyesh bayabasha yesh bayam. Every creature, kol sheyesh bayabasha bayam, chutz min acholda. There's the only creature does not exist in the yam. Chold is one of the big sugis in chametz. If the chold steals your chametz, it's an amazing zach. The chold steals your chametz and goes into the holes, you have to do another bedika. Why is only the chold that steals your chametz? Because the chold does not exist in the yam. The yam is the yam at Talmud. Amar Rabbi Zeh Ma'ikra ha'azinu kol yoshvei choled. Listen to those who dwell on the choled. The choled is the chulda. So what's the raya? What's the raya that it's only existing not in the water? What's the raya? The raya is, let's see, yoishvei ha'aretz shumokim miyushav lechuldais. The word yoishvei is a word that is exclusive to the earth. How do you like that?
Okay?
Yoishvei. The word yoishvei can only be used in reference to creatures of the earth, not creatures of the water.
They don't sit.
It says Yoshev.
Sitting is an earthy position.
Yoshev Eretz Shumakai Miyushev Lechuldois. Kol Yoshev Choled Vait in the Gemara. Had something there. Vait, okay. Kol Yoshev Choled. What's the place over here?
Omar,
right? So you just said yeah. That's right. Omar, Rabbi Huna Bar Yehuda Yishuv Bivore, Bivore the Narosh, Einim Nei Yishuv, the Bivore of Narosh, of the city of Narosh. They're not called part of the Yishuv. Einim Gdolos Elam B'Mayim. They live in the water. Fine. Amar Papa B'Shamta Narosh, Tarbe Mashre Ve'Al Yisei Rashi B'Shamta Narosh Kiloimar. Stop sign. Kol Yoshvecha Rishayim. This city, Beshamt, the Rishayim, Kulam Yu Beshamt, should be cursed. Narosh, this place called Narosh is a cursed place. Beshamta, in Shamta shall be Narosh. Tarbe Mashreva Al Yisei. Rashi, Hachele Vehor Im Abasa Vehor Al Yikloim Kulam Kukunagod. Every single one. It's an expression, a beautiful expression. Beshamta, Narosh, they should be in Shamta. Tarbi is the fat, Mashri is the hide, the Alise is the fat tail. It's an expression which means every last one of these people should be in Shamta. No exception to all bunch of Rishon. Okay? Vait Eretz, apostate. This apostate, remember we learned this in the morning Kilo. We learned this apostate. We discussed this at length. Eretz says three times the word Eretz. What's the whole apostate on Sarah the Gemara? I say Eretz, Shimi Dvar Hashem. Yirmiyah Hanavi, he repeats himself three times. Listen to the word of Hashem. Amar, Apabaloi, Loi Ava Norosh, Shemoy Dvar Hashem. Norosh, now what? Amrav Gidl, Amrav Norosha, Noshioch, Mine Kachoch. Rashi says, Loi Ava Norosh, Lefisha Kulunho Yerushalm, Norosha, Nashioch, Mine Kachoch, Im Noshcho. If someone kisses you, if someone from Narosh gives you a kiss, count your teeth. They probably stole one of your teeth. Maybe what he means to say is that's why he says it three times. This refers to that's maybe what it means over here, the repetition. Tarbe Mashre Va'al Yusei. That's why it says over here three times with Eretz, referring over here specifically to this land the Kulam Neshoim, everyone, the fat, the hide, and the fat tail, every single one from first to last, they're all a bunch of Neshoim. That's what we're dashing the pasuk Eretz, in reference to the people of Narosh. Le'ova Narosh, Le'ova Narosh, Shemoy Dev Hashem, the people of Arosh, now listen to Hashem, Amnav Gidl, Amnav Rav, Narosh Osa, Nashkoch, if a citizen from Narosh gives you a kiss, Mine Kachoch, count your teeth. They probably stole one of your teeth. Vaita, Nahar Pikoida, Lavyach. Those in my Yoshua and Nahar Pikoid
accompany you on the road, know that Pikoid,
they accompany you. Miglima Shapir de Chazi Allah, it's only because they want to steal your garment. Machma Sherat, Sherat, Lachatal, Snow, Vitatil, you want to steal your talis. Next, Pumpedisa. Pumpedisa. Livyach and Shay, Ashne Ushpizeh, change your location. Why? Because they're going to rob you in the middle of the night. Okay, there's a band called Pumpedisa. You know that?
Yes.
I was on Instagram because of them. The guy, I was so upset. The guy went, yes, can I say something nice about them? So I said, yeah. I said, you did a very nice job. It was very. Next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls. Do you know that you're on Instagram? You're promoting Pumpedisa? What a chutzpah. I never asked them to go put me online.
Well, you would rather have Nerda and
Pumpedisa. It says exactly what happened to me. If a guy from Pumpedisa, they go and they accompany you, you should go check out Ashayin Shlo Yidahecha Tishkav Shagadav Mumchamed and Mumchavaita. Amar Avuna Bar Torsa. That was the name of his pasuk. Bar, the son of an ox.
That's his name.
That's why you know he was even called the name of an ox because his father. He became religious because of an axe.
Yeah, what was it?
Because the maisa was the axe of Shomer Shabbos. Because I mean, the axe was belonged to a Jew, something like that. It was a maisa. I don't know the maisa. The axe was inspired him because the axe was under the influence of a Jew. So he.
Let's go further. Yeah, Pam Achas.
Pam Achas Olach. They went Levad. I went Levad. Levad means. Levad means levad.
Wicked people.
Mekoyim, Rishoyim, Marbiye, Kilayim. Okay. They went and they grow Kilayim. But he says, so Nachashu Koruch Allah, I saw a snake that was wrapped around itself, a frog, a toad. Liam, I saw Yotza Arva, I saw an Arva Yotza, I saw an Arva that gave birth. An Arva was gave birth between them. Rashi
they
says,
gave birth.
They were Mishamish.
The Nochash.
So wow. What do you learn? You learn that Arad is a Min Nochash. If the two of them can reproduce, it shows that they're one of a kind. Shabbat, the Lefnei B'Shim, and Chassid, Amali. Amali, Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heim, Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heim, Eviu, Beriah, Shaloi, Barasi, Bi'olami, Af, Andi, Avi, Alem, Beriah, Shaloi, Barasi, Bi'olami.
I never created such a thing.
Rashi, Vahainu, Arvod. The Arvod does not exist in this world. An Arvod came out between the Lunach
and
the Lunach.
I'll bring you an Arvod.
There was a Nachash and a Tzav.
Right.
Let's
clarify. An
the Nachash has created an Arvod. So I told him a new creature came out in between these two things. So we said over here, Hashem said, I did not create such a creature, and they created it. Vaita. And therefore, I will punish them by bringing upon them a creature that I did not create. Another one was one more time. Amal Kosh Baruch Hu Heim Eviu Beriah Shloi Barasi Be'olami Af Ani Avi Aleihem Beriah Shloi Barasi Be'olami. I will bring upon them to destroy them. I will bring upon them a Beriah Af Ani Avi Aleihem Beriah VaHainu Arvad.
So, but isn't that the Beriah that they brought?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know what it means. What is it in the art scroll?
When I came from the scene, he told me the following explanation.
Reisi nachashu korach al hatzav liyamim yatsa arvad bibeneim. Shabasi lefnei Rabbi Yerushim. This is the story. These two creatures, they have no business being with each other.
Right.
This idea to be together is not part. It's not natural.
So
because
I will bring
natural,
something not natural.
I will bring something that's
that
not natural kill, between
be
them.
Dangerous.
Right.
So they shouldn't be able
to. How could it happen? It's a nace. Now the Mori says, oh, but it's a nace. How could that be a nace?
Why would it be a nace?
The Puranis are.
Why would
they,
you don't make a nace for
Purani? Exactly. Hi, Purani. My nace, Sach, nace. You do make a nace, Sach, nace. You make a nace, you do the Parman or Shavim.
Punish wicked people.
You do, in fact, you do that. Let's see the Rashi. Go back to Rashi. Ibor Yodim Zem Zem Mis Abram Zem Zeb Megadlim Menikim Zem Zeb Benoy Shal Bezeh. The Megadlim, they can nurse one another. The Mei Ibor Shal Nachash Eina Shavalo L'Sheretz
V'Behem L'Chaya. He doesn't have the same amount of gestation.
Can I read the parakam of the brachas?
7 years versus 6 months.
Shul v'chol mina shratzim l'shisha chadashim v'nachash l'sheva shanim 7 years.
How could they go?
How could these two creatures come and mate? They have different gestation. How could it happen? Ramin chasam lois a rosh l'nachash loy mitzim l'chaver. V'ech yatz ois a arvad mitzav v'nachash. It was a neis v'sach neis l'peronis g'lipar min arishayim. Gval, amul b'gmar. Ha'ever, now you go on halacha. And we have basar which are dangling
but not totally
so they're dangling. Being that they're dangling, it's not in the Neila, but at least at this moment we give it a risha l'toma. It can be time in oichel, it can make an oichel to a sheni. Okay. At this point, I'm making it to Echad Rosheni. And I require Hechshamayim. Look, the whole lot. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you have even room to write your own
Kedushin. Nishchatov, we would have started on time. We would have learned all about that. Nishchatov, Abheim, Ochuch, Shul, Abimech, when you shchit, and then the blood of the shchit is machshir, Diver Meir, Abim Shem Meir, Lohuch, Shul. Meis, Abheim, Ochuch, Abbas, Tzor, Chesher, Hoiver, Metam, Mishum, Eiv, Menachai, Eiv, Mishum, Eiv, Nevela, Diver, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon Matar, he holds that an Eiver is not Matar at all. Pella is Matar, what is Matar? But the Gemara Farish, what exactly, why he holds it's not Matar at all. Alright?
Where's him?
Lehman?
Yeah.
Lehman has a simcha tonight.
And yesterday?
He wasn't feeling well.
Mm.